Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Hi, Kaylin. My name is Angelina Rhodey. I'm actually calling with Alaska USA Dispute Team, and this call is being recorded if I have your permission to proceed.
Okay, so you're calling in regards to what?
I have my member on the back line. Her name is Jordane. She has three charges on her account right now that she's not familiar with. We don't know what these charges are for. So we were just calling to get a little bit more information. But I have that her zip code, if that will help pull up her account.
All right, what's the zip code?
99577.
And what's the first last name?
Jordane.
All right, give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, what's your phone number?
907-744-1471.
Your first and last name?
Jordane Garrity.
That's the customer's name, the account number?
Yes.
Could it be under a different name?
I don't have any other name.
All right, what's that address? Let me check something.
16820 Coronado Road, apartment 205, Eagle River, Alaska.
No, this is not coming up. That phone number pulled up someone else's name. Do you have another phone number they could have used?
That's the only phone number that I have. Let me get her on the line see if there's any other information. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jordane?
Yeah.
All right, I have a representative on the line. She says that she's able to pull up an account with your phone number, but it's not underneath your name. Would there be anyone that would have access to the card or to your phone number?
No, there shouldn't be anybody.
Okay.
All right, so you don't
name
have
it.
And what was that? It might not be yours. Spell out your first and last name, please.
It breaks up a little bit. Her first name is Jordane. Last name is Garrity.
And what was the first name? Jordane.
Jordane. No, you're okay.
It's still not pulling. How much is she being charged?
It looks like she's been charged since December, so she has $159 in charges. Looks like two transactions for $49.89 and then one for $59.89.
Hmm. All right, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. I'm not pulling up anything. Do you have the first 6 and last 4 digits of that card?
6037.
That's the last 4?
Yes.
Okay, what's the first 6 digits, please?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
It is 4, 2, 1. Okay. It's 449210.
Four four nine two one zero.
Correct.
Thank you, Mama. Give me 1 moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. See, I am pulling the same account I pulled up with that number. That's what I'm pulling up, but it's under a different name. But I just entered the first 6 and last 4 of that call, and it brought up the same. But the address is different and the name is different. You don't know anyone else's name that it could be under at all, or any other address that could have been used. I mean, the phone number that you gave me was correct.
Yeah, no. Are you able to provide the name?
I can say the first name is Kim.
Kim?
Mm-hmm. Right for me.
Okay. Do you know a Kim Jordan?
I do, but I didn't think that she had access to any of my information.
Is this your mom or?
No, it's a friend. But I don't live with her, and I only see her every once in a while.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that that helps definitely kind of how I can proceed. And now, ma'am, you said that none of our members' information is on there, correct? Other than the phone number?
Yeah, that's it. The number and the card, that's it. Now,
okay,
she don't have to verify the address. Now I can get over to the fire department. She didn't approve these charges, and they will prosecute and investigate since, I mean, none of her information matches. And she not aware of the charges.
Do you know about how long that takes?
I can get you sent right over to someone. If you could just give me 1 moment, let me close out the account and stop the charges, and then I'll just get you sent right over.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. 1 moment. All right, give me 1 moment, please.
Okay.
All right. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
So we're looking for someone now. I'm sorry. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Sorry about this. All right, so I'm sending you over now, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
No problem. Thank you.
So am I able to get my money back for that?
Absolutely. I'm going to see what the merchant can do first, and then if not, we'll charge it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did we know?